Attitudes to Success.
Marianne, are you comfortable talking about your achievements and things you're proud of?
Absolutely not. I think it's because it's hard to sound comfortable because you don't want to sound as if you're blowing your own trumpet and you don't want to sound pompous, so I'm not at all comfortable.
Do you think that's personal or cultural? Do you think it's something...
I think it's quite cultural. I think a lot of my American friends are much more confident about saying what they've achieved, for example, if they're writing their CV. They tend to put everything on there, and they're much more confident about coming forward.
Right.
But I think being British, it's a lot harder because you don't want to seem arrogant, and you don't actually want to seem as if you've done everything you could possibly have done in your life. So I'm not at all comfortable talking about my achievements.
Right. So, Remo, would you say you're a competitive person?
Yes, I am very much. I've always played sports, and I've always tried to play sports at a very high level, and it's all about winning, I'm afraid, which means that other people have to lose for me to win. I mean, you'll find that most good sports, most good athletes are not very nice people at all. And not that I was very good. I don't think I was, but I wasn't very nice. I want to win, and I want to win at all costs.
Wow.
I know.
What about outside sports?
I tend to be a bit more relaxed outside sports, but sometimes the, my competitive edge gets the better of me. I don't try and bend the rules as much as I do in sports, because there, you know, in a game, you have a referee to set you straight, whereas on the work floor, you don't, so that's not necessarily fair to, push colleagues.
Uh-huh. So you play by the rules at work?
Most of the times. Because it means a lot more. I mean, a game is still just a game, whereas work is, just means far more to people.